Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is another in our occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. And here is book 3 and chapter 8. Take then and read what is related in the sixth book of the Jewish War. Now at that time, impostors and lying prophets perverted the miserable people, but they gave neither attention nor credence to the clear marvels which foretold approaching desolation, but as though they had been thunderstruck and had neither eyes nor soul, they neglected the declarations of God. At one time a star stood over the city like a sword, and a comet which lasted for a year. At another time, before the insurrection and the disturbance which led to the war, when the people were assembled for the Feast of Unleavened Bread on the 8th of April, at the ninth hour of the night, a light shone on the altar and on the temple so brightly that it seemed to be full day, and this lasted for half an hour. To the inexperienced, this seemed a good sign, but was at once interpreted by the scribes before the events which actually followed. And at the same feast, a cow, which had been led by the high priest for the sacrifice, gave birth to a lamb in the middle of the temple. And the eastern gate of the inner building, which was of bronze and very massive, and was closed at evening time with difficulty by 20 men, and rested on beams bound with iron, and had bars sunk deep, was seen at night at the sixth hour to have opened of itself. And after the feast, not many days later, on the 21st of May, a demonic phantom appeared of incredible size, and what will be related would have seemed a fairy tale had it not been told by those who saw it, and been attended by suffering worthy of the portent. For before sunset there appeared in the air over the whole country chariots and armed troops coursing through the clouds and surrounding the cities. And at the feast called Pentecost, the priests passed into the temple at night, as was their custom, for their services, and said that they first perceived movement and noise, and after that a sudden cry, "We go hence." But what was more terrible, a man of the people named Jesus, the son of Ananias, a countryman, 4 years before the war, when the city was in complete peace and prosperity, came to the feast when it was the custom for all to make booths for God, and began suddenly to cry out opposite the temple, "A voice from the east, a voice from the west, a voice from the four winds, a voice against Jerusalem and the temple, a voice against bridegrooms and brides, a voice against all the people." With this cry, night and day, he passed through all the narrow streets. But some of the notables of the people were annoyed at the ill omen, seized the man, and abused him with many stripes. But he uttered no word in his own behalf, nor in private to those present, but went on with the same cry as before. But the rulers thought that the man's action was inspired by some demon, as it indeed was, and brought him to the Roman governor. There, though he was flayed to the bone with scourges, he uttered no plea and shed no tear, but, raising his voice with all his power, answered to every blow, "Woe, woe to Jerusalem!" The same writer has a still more remarkable account, in which he alleges that an oracle was found in sacred script, to the effect that at the time one from their country should rule the world, and he himself at that time one from their country should rule the world, and he himself considered that this was fulfilled by Vespasian. Yet he did not reign over the whole world, but only such part as was subject to the Romans. And it would be more justly referred to Christ, to whom it was said by the Father, "Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the ends of the earth for thy possession." And it was of his holy apostles at that very time that the sound went forth into all the earth, and their words unto the end of the earth. This ends book 3 and chapter 8, and we'll move on to some notes and commentary. In the previous chapter, book 3, chapter 7, Eusebius had discussed Christ's prophecies of the fall of Jerusalem. In this chapter now, book 3, chapter 8, he reviews a number of other ill omens that supposedly also predicted the fall and destruction of Jerusalem. And these omens he draws from the historian Josephus. These included a star that supposedly stood over the city and a comet that lasted a year, a light that shone on the altar in the temple for half an hour at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and at that same feast, a cow that gave birth to a lamb, the opening of a heavy bronze gate in the temple on its own, the appearance of a demonic phantom, and then at Pentecost, the sounds of an invisible host in the air, and the woes pronounced by a countryman named Jesus or Joshua, son of Ananias, during the Feast of Booths. And it also describes how he was tortured and scourged, and yet he continued to pronounce woes. And then last of all, he notes there was recorded by Josephus a supposed sacred script that talked about one from their own country ruling the world. And Josephus took this to be a reference to Vespasian, but Eusebius says no, it wasn't Vespasian who rose to be the Roman emperor, because that wouldn't be ruling over the whole world, but it was a reference to Christ, who through the preaching of the gospel by his apostles was ruling and reigning over the whole world. The listing of these other omens, portends from Josephus, may seem to modern ears like superstitious fantasy, but Eusebius takes them very seriously, although it does seem that he puts these on a lesser tier than the previously discussed prophecies of Christ as recorded in the Gospels. And yet he sort of wants to marshal these as sort of further evidence for the doom that was anticipated for the city of Jerusalem before it fell to the Romans in AD 70. And we see, even while Eusebius is writing in the 4th century, what a cataclysmic and important event the fall of Jerusalem was, both for Jews and for Christians. Well, this brings this episode to a close. Hope this has been profitable, and I'll look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Till then, take care, and God bless.